This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Regulatory agencies split on new Alzheimer's drugs as hope meets uncertainty. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Regulatory agencies worldwide are delivering conflicting assessments of novel Alzheimer's disease treatments, creating a complex landscape of hope and uncertainty for millions of patients and families. The Lancet's World Report by Nayana Siva examines the divergent regulatory pathways that have emerged as new treatments promise to slow cognitive decline, but face scrutiny over their clinical significance and cost-effectiveness. Key takeaways: major regulatory agencies are reaching different conclusions about the same Alzheimer's treatments, creating global disparities in patient access. New drugs show promise in slowing cognitive decline, but face questions about clinical meaningfulness and real-world benefit. Regulatory uncertainty reflects broader challenges in defining meaningful outcomes for neurodegenerative diseases. 55 million people worldwide live with dementia, with Alzheimer's disease accounting for 60 to 70% of cases, according to WHO estimates. Global regulatory landscape for Alzheimer's treatments, divergent approaches to novel disease-modifying therapies across major agencies, 3 major new drugs under review, 4 different regulatory decisions, 20-plus years since last breakthrough. Source: The Lancet, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Divergent regulatory pathways create global disparities. The regulatory landscape for Alzheimer's treatments has become increasingly fragmented, with different agencies reaching opposing conclusions about the same therapeutic interventions. According to Siva's analysis in The Lancet, this divergence reflects fundamental disagreements about what constitutes meaningful clinical benefit in neurodegenerative diseases. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has taken a more permissive approach, approving treatments under accelerated pathways based on biomarker changes rather than definitive clinical outcomes. In contrast, European regulators have demanded stronger evidence of real-world functional improvement before granting approval. These regulatory differences have created a patchwork of access across different healthcare systems, with patients in some countries gaining access to treatments that remain unavailable elsewhere. The disparity raises questions about harmonizing global regulatory standards for neurodegenerative diseases, as discussed in recent health policy analyses. Scientific evidence meets clinical reality. The novel Alzheimer's treatments at the center of regulatory debate target amyloid plaques in the brain, representing the first disease-modifying approaches to gain regulatory consideration in decades. Clinical trial data show these interventions can slow cognitive decline by modest amounts, typically reducing the rate of deterioration by 20 to 30% over 18-month periods. However, the clinical significance of these improvements remains contested. Critics argue that the benefits, while statistically significant, may not translate into meaningful differences in patients' daily functioning or quality of life. Supporters counter that any slowing of disease progression represents a crucial breakthrough after years of failed drug development. The World Health Organization has emphasized the need for robust real-world evidence to complement clinical trial data, particularly given the substantial healthcare costs associated with these treatments. This tension between statistical significance and clinical meaningfulness lies at the heart of regulatory disagreements. Cost-effectiveness concerns shape access decisions. Beyond clinical efficacy, regulatory agencies are grappling with unprecedented cost-effectiveness challenges. The new Alzheimer's treatments carry price tags exceeding $25,000 annually per patient, raising questions about healthcare system sustainability and equitable access. Health technology assessment bodies in countries with universal healthcare systems have expressed particular concern about the economic implications of widespread adoption. The UK's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence and similar organizations must balance potential clinical benefits against opportunity costs within constrained healthcare budgets. These economic considerations have become intertwined with regulatory decisions, as agencies consider not just safety and efficacy, but also broader public health implications. The debate reflects ongoing challenges in pricing innovative treatments for common age-related diseases, as explored in recent pharmaceutical policy discussions. Implications for future neurodegenerative disease treatment. The regulatory uncertainty surrounding Alzheimer's treatments has broader implications for neurodegenerative disease research and development. Pharmaceutical companies are closely watching regulatory decisions to inform future investment strategies and clinical trial designs. The divergent regulatory approaches may also influence research priorities, with some companies potentially focusing on markets with more predictable approval pathways. This could affect global access to future innovations and the pace of scientific advancement in the field. Researchers emphasize the need for better outcome measures that capture clinically meaningful changes in neurodegenerative diseases. Current assessment tools, developed decades ago, may not adequately reflect the subtle but important effects of disease-modifying treatments. Regulatory agencies are struggling to balance hope for breakthrough treatments with rigorous evidence standards, creating unprecedented challenges in defining meaningful clinical benefit for neurodegenerative diseases. Analysis from the Lancet World Report. What this means, 6. For patients, access to new Alzheimer's treatments may vary significantly depending on country of residence, requiring careful discussion with healthcare providers about available options and realistic expectations. For clinicians, treatment decisions will require nuanced assessment of individual patient circumstances, balancing potential modest benefits against costs and side effects. For policymakers, harmonizing international regulatory standards while maintaining rigorous evidence requirements will be crucial for ensuring equitable global access to effective treatments. Frequently asked questions: why are different countries approving different Alzheimer's treatments? Regulatory agencies use different criteria for evaluating clinical benefit, with some accepting biomarker changes as sufficient evidence, while others require demonstrated functional improvement. This reflects varying approaches to balancing patient access against evidence standards. How significant are the benefits of new Alzheimer's drugs? Clinical trials show these treatments can slow cognitive decline by 20 to 30% over 18 months, but experts debate whether this translates into meaningful real-world improvements for patients and families. The clinical significance remains a subject of ongoing scientific discussion. What factors beyond efficacy influence regulatory decisions? Agencies increasingly consider cost-effectiveness, healthcare system impact, and real-world applicability alongside traditional safety and efficacy data. The high costs of new treatments have made economic considerations a significant factor in approval decisions. The regulatory uncertainty surrounding Alzheimer's treatments reflects broader challenges in evaluating interventions for complex neurodegenerative diseases. As the global population ages and dementia prevalence increases, resolving these regulatory disagreements will be crucial for ensuring patients worldwide have access to effective treatments. The ongoing debate may ultimately lead to more sophisticated regulatory frameworks that better account for the unique challenges of neurodegenerative disease research while maintaining rigorous safety and efficacy standards. Source: From Hope to Uncertainty, Regulating Novel Drugs for Alzheimer's Disease.